is Gateway.
From the Sky News Centre at 2. Donald Trump says India and Pakistan have agreed to a full and immediate ceasefire. The US president praised both countries for using common sense and great intelligence. Tensions have been rising, with both sides exchanging fire in a conflict triggered by a deadly attack last month that India blamed Pakistan for. Here's our India reporter, Neville Lazarus.
People out here felt that it was getting even worse, and especially with pictures coming out of casualties and damaged houses, destroyed livelihoods, there was a mood change. But with this announcement, I'm sure it will bring things to a much calmer space out here.
The US president's also apparently joined a phone call with European leaders who are holding talks in Ukraine. Kiev says it's ready for a 30-day pause in fighting with Russia from Monday. A man's been charged with murder following the death of an 87-year-old man in North London. 58-year-old Peter Augustine is also accused of robbery after an incident on Tuesday. Southport killer Axel Rudikubanas is alleged to have attacked a prison officer from his cell in Belmarsh. The teenager was jailed for at least 52 years for the murder of three girls last year. Catholic cardinals are offering support to the new pope in continuing reforms carried out by his predecessor. But the first American pontiff has faced criticism from some close to the Trump administration. Christine Allen, who runs the Catholic Agency for Overseas Development, says that includes a previous spat with the vice president.
He was challenging the fact that J.D. Vance was trying to make out that the church has this hierarchy of who we should love, and we don't. And at a time when our politicians seem to be wearing their callousness on their sleeve as a badge of honour, I think he was absolutely right to call him out on that.
In sport, Chelsea are attempting to finish the Women's Super League season unbeaten. The champions are goalless with Liverpool in their final game of the campaign and will pick up the trophy afterwards. And Arsenal lead third-placed Manchester United 4-1 in the battle to finish second. That's the latest. I'm Daisy Steele.
It was just another day. A familiar drive. Through familiar country. But then, just around the corner, came the unexpected. He'd let his speed creep a little too high as he approached a bend. And he was no longer driving at the right speed for the road. The scary thing is, he didn't even realize. Driving even a little too fast for the situation is a major cause of collisions. Especially on country roads, where you don't know what's around the corner. Think. Don't let your speed creep.
All the hits.
I love listening to music. Listen to it all the time.
It just puts a smile on your face.
Now, on DAB, across Essex. Across Essex.
All right, you got it.
This is Gateway. Gateway Community. Gateway 97.8. Pride Matters, brought to you by Basil and Pride on Gateway 97.8.
I want to talk to you.
The last time we talked, Mr. Smith, you reduced me to tears. I promise you it won't happen again.
Do I attract you? Do I repulse you with my queasy smile? Am I too dirty? Am I too flirty? Do I like what you like? I could be wholesome, I could be loathsome, guess I'm a little bit shy. Why don't you like me? Why don't you like me without making me try?
I try to be like Chris Kelly, but all her looks were too sad. So I tried a little Freddy. I've got an entity in my.
Why don't you like me? 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 Why
Matters with Basil and Pride on Gateway 97.8.
Show with a bit of Kylie and Pardon, Pardon. And before that, of course, Mika and Grace Kelly here on Gateway 97.8, where it is past the 2 o'clock mark on a Saturday, so you know what that means.
It's Pride Matters. We are back.
We are indeed. And by we, I mean hi, me, Kurt Wilson. Nice to meet you.
And me, Alex McKenzie.
Of course, it is Pride Matters, sponsored by Basildon Pride, where we discuss Pride Matters because Pride does in fact matter. And on that note, the words Pride and Matters have lost all meaning. But we talk about everything that affects the LGBTQ plus community.
The good, the bad, or the ugly.
Yep, the good, the bad, and the ugly, the local, the national, and everything in between. And especially, we are deep into LGBT History Month in February. We talked about it a lot on last week's show. And this one ain't going to be any different.
Yeah, Kurt, last week you said LGBT History Month 12 times. I double checked it. You said that 12 times.
So what I'm hearing is I've got a record to beat today.
Yeah.
Cool. Challenge accepted. Start the clock.
Okay.
We've only got an hour and a lot to cover in this hour as well. For starters, we'll be talking about some of the main themes for LGBT History Month, some of the stuff that we didn't quite get a chance to shine the spotlight on last week's show, but also, especially with some of the events that are coming up within that month, one of which is taking place this very night in your local area. Have you got your thinking cap on, Alex? Unfortunately, yes.
Before I got into the studio, I was walking past Costa, text her like, do you want Costa?
You need the caffeine today.
I think we both need the caffeine today.
I'm good. I am playing the role of quiz master, so I don't need to know nothing. I've got the answers written in front of me. You, however, are the contestants. because tonight at the Orletto Lounge, by the way, number 2, East Square, Basildon, if you've never been there before, it is kind of our home away from home here at Basildon Pride. We love the guys at the Orletto Lounge, and seemingly they love us as well. They keep inviting us back.
And for those of you that aren't local, Orletto Lounge is that small cafe that is right next to the massive View Cinema.
Is it actually open yet? I've lost track.
Yes, View is actually open. It's been open for a while.
I genuinely gave up keeping track.
I think it's been open since like last year. Towards the end of last year, it opened up.
So, at the Orletto Lounge, the reason we're even mentioning this, tonight, our LGBT quiz is back, specifically themed around LGBT History Month. It's on from 7 o'clock tonight until 10:30. You can still get in if you so wish, but might be worth double-checking that those tickets are still available because they are going fast. Our quizmasters are back. There's loads of stuff and there's loads of opportunities to just have a laugh as well as learning a little bit about your community as well. It's always a good one whenever we do the quiz nights.
Oh, yes.
I look forward to it every time. And on today's show, we are testing out your quizzy knowledge and also giving you an opportunity to get the cogs turning and get the cobweb shaken off ahead of the official quiz, again, at 7 o'clock tonight at the Orletto Lounge in Basildon. So, throughout the show, I'm going to be putting Alex's knowledge to the test and by extension yours as well if you so want to play along, and hit us up on the socials at Basildon Pride if you wish to, or just shout at the radio and shout at Alex when they inevitably get 99% of the questions wrong. That's a nervous laugh.
You have no confidence in me.
That is a nervous laugh right there. If anyone's got no confidence, I think I know who I'm pointing at. I'll give you an opportunity to get in the zone. We'll be kicking it off within the next couple of songs here on today's show. So,
great, gives me another chance to request a run.
Yeah, get that caffeine in your system. You're going to need it.
I'm in
Pride Matters, brought to you by Basil and Pride. Visit basilandpride.co.uk.
To last year's Basildon Pride Festival with that one brilliant act that we had the pleasure of actually having on both stages, the main stage and the Gateway stage, Quentin Hart alongside Sad Act there with All We Need, and before that, absolute anthem in their own right from Robin and Dancing On My Own here on Gateway 97.8.
To be honest, I prefer the original of Dancing On My Own.
How dare you?
That's just me though.
How dare you? For that, you must be punished.
Okay.
By being embarrassed with your lack of knowledge on local radio.
Oh, yeah. Here we go.
Woohoo! You've got to do your best Chris Tarrant impression.
Welcome to Who Wants to Be a Millionaire? The LGBT History Month edition.
Just stop.
But I did say I was going to quiz you. It is our quiz night at the Orletto Lounge tonight, and you can get yourself down there still for 7 o'clock. Definitely worth checking in advance to make sure the tickets are still available, because they are going fast. But you
they
can put...
They have gone absolutely insanely quickly.
Your
kind of scary.
Own knowledge to the test. And you can do that right now. Shout at the radio or hit us up on the socials with your guesses at Basden Pride. Or just laugh at Alex, because, well, you're about to find out how well my darling co-host is about to do. Alex, I'm going to ask you 10 LGBT History Month themed questions. Half of which will be good old-fashioned Who Wants to Be a Millionaire style multiple choice. After question 5, it gets harder and the multiple choice element goes out the window.
Oh, no.
So, I will leave it up to you if the multiple choice actually makes things easier or not, but we're going to find out. Are you ready for question number 1?
I've got a nice hot coffee, I've got some biscuits, I'm happy. Let's go.
Okay, right. Question number 1. Which country became the first in the world to allow gay marriages in 2001? Was it A, the Netherlands, B, Canada, C, Sweden, or D, France? Which country became the first in the world to allow gay marriages in 2001? Was it the Netherlands, Canada, Sweden, or France?
I don't think it's something that Canada would do. So I'm going to go with the Netherlands.
Netherlands, final answer.
Yeah.
Netherlands is correct.
Yeah!
Well done. 1 point so far.
Cha-ching.
Question number 2. When did the first civil partnerships in the UK take place? That's civil partnerships, not marriages.
Okay.
When did the first civil partnerships in the UK take place? Was it A, December of 2003, B, December of 2004, C, December of 2005, or D, you guessed it, December of 2006?
I'm going to go with 04.
04, final answer?
Yeah.
It's 2005! Oh.
I was caught between 04 and 05. I wasn't too sure.
It's close enough. If I could give half a point, I would.
But
by the way, bonus knowledge, same-sex marriages became legal in the UK on the 29th of March, 2014.
Hmm.
We had over a decade of... Well, nearly a decade, sorry, of just civil partnerships before we got the marriages. 2014, I remember where I was when that got made legal. I was still at school, for starters. But, yep, 2005 was the first civil partnerships in the UK. 2014 for same-sex marriages in the UK. 50% success rate so far, Alex. I'm still hopeful for you. As we move on to question number 3. Which European country has never criminalised homosexuality throughout its history, with the only exceptions being if it was ever occupied by another country? Is it A, Switzerland, B, Poland, C, Denmark, or D, Argentina? Which country has never criminalised homosexuality throughout its history unless it was occupied? Was it Switzerland, Poland, Denmark, or Argentina?
Sounds like something that the Polish would do.
So we're going Poland?
Yeah.
Final answer?
Go on, then.
Alex now has a 66% success rate. It is Poland.
Yeah, because Argentina, part of Argentina, is owned by the UK, which happens to be the Falkland Islands.
Yeah, don't bring that up, by the way.
We'll that's
still a sore point. Yeah, anyway, question number 4. On the subject of the military, in what year did the UK military first allow openly gay and lesbian people to serve? Was it A, 1979, B, 1987, C, 1992, or D, 2001?
I'm going to say 2001 due to the Equality Act, so 2001 is my final answer.
2001, good knowledge of the Equality Act as well. Is it the correct answer? Yeah, Alex knows their onions. It is 2001.
It made sense. I mean, Equality Act 2001, the military allows LGBT people to join the military in 2001, makes sense.
Good knowledge. Right. Are you ready for your final multiple choice question?
No.
Question number five. In how many countries is it still illegal to be gay? Is it A, 78, B, 106, C, 56, or D, 22?
I'm going to say 106.
106, we're coming with the highest one. 106, countries where it is still illegal to be gay. Final answer?
Yep.
You may be pleased to know that it is not 106.
Okay.
Which is the wrong answer, therefore, that you gave. But thankfully, at least the correct answer is lower than 106. Thank not God. Much lower, mind. The correct answer is 78.
Ooh.
So 78 countries, it's still illegal to be gay. It gets worse, by the way. There are still five, thankfully only five, countries that enforce the death penalty for being gay.
That's still pretty
it's
bad.
It's still too high. Right. Thus ends your multiple choice questions. I'll give you a breather. We're going into the lightning round after this. Multiple choice out the window. It is pure general knowledge.
Should I start saying some sort of prayers for me?
Well, you've got a few minutes to breathe, collect yourself, and panic. We'll be doing all of it after this.
Pride Matters, brought to you by Basil and Pride on Gateway 97.8. Pride Matters on Gateway 97.8. Visit basildenpride.co.uk.
I behave like I've got needles in my veins. Another day of my ribs waiting to decay. Reflection blinks and I shrink back to avoid the pain. Insecurity is not meant to feel this way. So when I see her in the looking glass, I'm caught between realities. A blurry thing within the glare is not me. Mirror tells lies. Tells lies, I'm wearing a disguise. Thoughts are swirling through my head. Can you see it in my eyes? I'm about to cry out. Have you even heard a word I said? The mirror tells lies.
I know Alex is very passionate about and actually introduced me to. So, do you know what, Alex? I'll let you announce that one.
That is A Mirror Tells Lies by Qcade.
Absolutely beautiful song by a brilliant LGBT artist. Again, if you're listening to the lyrics for it, I mean, I think anyone who's experiencing gender dysphoria probably found a little bit of solace within those lyrics there. And before that, the most tongue-in-cheek song I possibly could have played. It's pretty much the polar opposite in many ways. Katy Perry's I Kissed a Girl here on Gateway 97.8. It's Pride Matters here with me, Kurt.
And me, Alex.
Sponsored by Basildon Pride, and it's Pride, well, more specifically, LGBT History Month.
That's the 15th time you said it.
There you go. You'll have the car sooner rather than later if I'm putting money in that swear jar. But since it's LGBT History Month, there you go, 16 times, we are testing your LGBT history knowledge, especially because we are doing exactly that with our own quiz night at Orletto Lounge tonight from 7 o'clock in Basildon. Get yourself down there. It's going to be a great night. But if you want to see whether or not you're actually going to have the greatest night or not, we're putting your own knowledge to the test right now with our warm-up quiz here on Pride Matters. And Alex is so far doing quite well. About a 75% success rate so far. That's not too shabby. But from this point onwards, although we've got the millionaire theme music, the millionaire format has gone out the window. There is no more multiple choice from this point onwards. It is pure general knowledge.
Oh, no.
So, we've had five questions so far. We are about to move on to question number 6. So, once again, there's no multiple choice. It is simply a case of whether you know it or you don't. Question number 6. After nearly 15 years of lobbying and campaigning by Stonewall, which UK legislation, commonly referred to as the Don't Say Gay Law, was repealed in 2003?
Yes, I actually don't know.
I'll say the name of it and you'll immediately go, "Ah, oh, I knew it."
Oh, God, God.
Do you want to have a punt?
I honestly don't know.
We're passing?
I'm passing on this one.
We are passing. Okay, we are passing. David is going to be coming for you, by the way. This has come up a lot during his run of Era on Pride Matters. It is Section 28.
Seriously?
Yeah.
No.
Do you want to see if you can redeem yourself?
Yeah.
Question number 7. Which actor became the first openly gay man to be knighted in 1991?
Ooh.
Think about your Knights of the Round. Think how many of them are out and proud. It's a big one.
Talking about actors now, I am...
It's one of the actors.
As in one of the original?
Not like one of the original, but like if you think like, you know, like ridiculously good, prominent British male actor who is knighted. Oh. If you think almost like Shakespearean. Modern, but like wouldn't be out of place if you saw him in a Shakespeare play.
There are so many actors going through my head. I can't place it.
I am willing to give you 2 clues, and the second one is me being very nice. Firstly, was in Panto this year playing King Richard in Robin Hood.
Okay. It's narrowed it down a bit.
Is known for many things, but for mine and your generation, would most notably know from the X-Men films.
Hugh Jackman.
Sir Hugh Jackman. Now, don't get me wrong, I very much would like to see that. Sir Hugh Jackman. Knight of the Realm. In 1991, of all things, Sir Hugh Jackman.
I could see it.
Right, you're absolutely getting the wrong answer at this point.
Oh, well, it's for sure. I could see it, though.
Sir Ian McKellen.
Oh.
Also, Hugh Jackman, the first openly gay man to be knighted in 1991.
I could see it happening if Hugh Jackman did come out as gay. I could see it happening, I'm sorry.
I'll tell you what, Ryan Reynolds would be over the moon. But
Ryan Reynolds.
So the correct answer, Sir Ian McKellen was the first openly gay man to be knighted in 1991.
I thought I'd give Kurt a bit of a giggle.
Oh, I'm dreading question number 8.
Oh, no.
Here we go. Right, you should get this one because in a spectacular spate of misnumbering questions, I have already accidentally given the answer for this. In 1989, an organisation was established with the aim of campaigning for the rights of LGBT people. What was the name of this group that took inspiration from the famous rebellion that took place in the USA in 1969? Lot of moving parts in that one.
Stonewall UK?
Stonewall UK, final answer.
Yeah.
It is Stonewall UK. Correct, and I spectacularly mentioned them accidentally in question number 6 a couple of questions ago.
Kind of a bit of an idiot there.
Just a little bit, but then again, I'm not the one who said that Hugh Jackman was the first openly gay man to be knighted in 1991.
I could see it happening.
How?
Hey, at least it would make Ryan Reynolds happy.
That's my joke, you can't have it only 1 minute after the fact. Question number 9, let's move on. What percentage of UK LGBT youths claim to have experienced homophobic bullying? I will accept an answer plus or minus 5%. So let's say, for example, the answer was 40%. I would let you have it for either 35 or 45. What percentage of UK LGBT youth have experienced homophobic bullying?
I'm going to go into the higher ranges and say 65%.
65%, okay. Final answer?
Yeah.
65%. You had plus or minus 5%. which means if the answer is either 60 or 70 or anywhere in that range, you will get the point. The correct answer is 65%.
What a guess!
Bang on the money, although, by the way, 65% of LGBT UK youth claim to have experienced homophobic bullying. And as bonus knowledge, one in five LGBT people in the UK claim to have experienced hate crime in some way. That, both of those figures, is way too high.
That is too high, even for my liking.
It's for anyone's liking, if you ask me. Question number 10, though.
Last question.
Oh, no. Right, Alex, look at me. This is serious now. You're a member of Basden Pride. This next question, no pressure at all on radio. You have no excuse for getting wrong. Hugh Jackman, ladies and gentlemen. Question number 10. How many colours are there in the standard Pride flag? For clarity, not the progress flag, the standard Pride flag.
Six.
Six?
Yep.
We're firm on six.
Yep.
Out of curiosity, this has no bearing on your scores. I'll take the answer as six, and that's all I care about. What are the colours?
They are purple, blue, green, yellow, orange, and red.
Purple, blue, green, yellow, orange, red.
I'm sure of it.
So we're saying six, final answer?
Yep.
It is six, and they only got them in the right order as well. Reverse order, for that matter. Violet's at the bottom.
But yeah. Don't tell Curtis, but I cheated. I looked at my water strap.
Oh!
I've got a Pride water strap on. I literally brought it yesterday, put it on my watch.
I should deduct points right here and now.
But you can't. Yeah.
Instead, I will simply just say the words, Hugh Jackman.
This is the story of a boy out of dorm if I had a choice. It's like he don't know I exist, but I would absolutely love it. If he was mine, bad dates on the east side, breaks down in the meantime, drinks whiskey to sleep right, but it don't do the trick, cause life is a bitch. Moved here from a small town, fell in with the wrong crowd. I don't blame him cause most people suck and then leave you cursed. He doesn't know my name, but I could give much more, and it's such a shame. Before. This is the story of a guy who's holding back the tears in his eyes. He doesn't know what he deserves, but he still falls so hard it hurts. This is the story of a boy out of dorm if I had a choice. It's like it don't exist, but I would absolutely love it if he was mine. If he was mine. Burnt out on Hollywood, didn't go like he thought it would. And I watched him on the internet trying to be happy. It wouldn't have to if he knew that he could have me. I know it all sounds typical. He's cold and I'm invisible. He'll never know. And maybe that's just how it goes. This is the story of a guy who's holding back the tears in his eyes. He doesn't know what he deserves, but he still falls so hard it hurts. This is the story of a boy out of dorm if I had a choice. It's like it don't exist, but I would absolutely love it if he was mine. If he was mine. And he looks so good walking through that door. Oh, I wish I could be the ending that he's looking for. This is the story of a guy who's holding back the tears in his eyes. He doesn't know what he deserves, but he still falls so hard it hurts. This is the story of a boy out of dorm if I had a choice. It's like it don't exist, but I would absolutely love it if he was mine.
Pride Matters, brought to you by Basildon Pride. Visit basildonpride.co.uk.
Now he's thinking about me every night. Oh, is it that sweet? I can so see you can sleep, baby. I know.
Sabrina Carpenter's Espresso, and before that, Jordy and Story of a Boy, playing for you here on Gateway 97.8. It's Kurt and Alex here on Basildon Pride's Pride Matters on Gateway 97.8. How are you feeling, Alex? How's the ego?
It's a little bit bruised, but I can still... I'm just sitting here chuckling about a Hugh Jackman. I can't believe I said Hugh Jackman.
Somehow I can, but you got a chance to redeem yourself, though. You've got a few hours between now and the big quiz at 7 o'clock at the Orletto Lounge, by the way, if you fancy getting yourself down there tonight. We'll be down there for the LGBT Plus History Month quiz. Again, get in touch and double-check those tickets are still available, though, because they are going fast. And the quiz kicks off properly at 7:30 p.m. So make sure you're there for 7 to get a decent seat, and make sure you're all ready to rock for 7:30 with the quiz ending at 10:30 tonight. But that is just what's going on tonight in terms of the Basildon Pride Everyday Calendar, especially considering it is that month that I keep mentioning, LGBT History Month. We're definitely getting the events out thick and fast this month, especially with what's coming on the 21st of February.
So on the 21st of February, we have our parental family networking group over at the Craft Shed between 6:30 and 8:30. Kurt, a little bit more info on that.
Sure. So, it's part of our regular networking events that are put together by the Basildon Pride Everyday Committee. And again, our parental family networking group is on the 21st from 6:30 to 8:30. It's a bi-monthly gathering of people that provides a safe, non-judgmental space to share experiences, ask questions, and connect with others who understand the unique challenges and joys of supporting LGBTQ plus loved ones. So that's whether you're a parent, guardian, sibling, or extended family member, this group is here for you. It's an open and respectful discussion space in a nice, relaxed setting. It's a great opportunity to learn more about LGBTQ plus topics. It's a chance to build some really meaningful relationships and connections with others in similar situations. And if that doesn't tempt you enough, we've got complimentary snacks and soft drinks to help you keep you refreshed as well. And I'm pretty sure that was the deal sealer for some people listening right now. Alex has just put their hand up. So whether you're seeking guidance, looking to expand your understanding, or just want to meet others in a supportive environment, we'd love for you to join us. Together we can create a stronger, more inclusive community. So again, 21st of February on Friday, 6:30 to 8:30 at the Craft Shed, 35 Eastwalk, Basildon, our parental family networking group, all part of the Basildon Pride Everyday Committee and all the events that we put on there. And if you want to find out more about that Everyday Committee or what other other events we've got planned, head on over to basildonpride.co.uk. There's a couple of tabs at the top, one for Pride Every Day, where you can find out more about that side of things. And for the events, hover over that. You can click on where it says What's On, and you can see everything that's coming up. And speaking of stuff that's coming up, by the way, something to keep in your diary for a few weeks' time, because I guarantee you, this one gets popular.
Okay, so the open mic night on the 15th of March between 7 and 10pm at the Oletto Lounge. Kurt, you're not singing. We've heard that before. We don't want to hear it
told,
again.
I have been told. I have a gag order. I will not be anywhere near that microphone. You have my word.
If you go near the microphone, Kurt, I'll make sure just to guide your way gently. It's like, no, go and sit down. You're not singing. We've heard that before. We don't want to hear it again.
Alex just gently ushering me away, going, that's okay, Kurt, just sit down. Security's going to rough you up on the way out, but...
Yeah.
To be fair, there's going to be all sorts of the open mic nights. You don't want me clogging things up when you're going to have singers, comedians, poets, everything in between. And if you are any of those, and especially if you consider yourself to be halfway decent, which is already 25% minimum more decent than I am.
Yep.
Get yourself up there for that open mic night. What can we say? Again, it is at the Oletto Lounge. We do love the Oletto Lounge, and they seem to love us as well. On the 15th of March, 7pm till 10pm. There's going to be plenty of us down there at the very least. But once again, I promise I will not be going anywhere near that microphone. You have my word.
I'll make sure of it. I'll casually guide my way. Tag, Kurt, go and sit down. You're not going near that microphone.
Keep me away from that mic, and also keep me away from that bar, because if after I've had one or two Bevroginos, I may have forgotten the promise that I just made on radio right now.
Oh yeah, I'll make sure to keep a tight rein on Kurt.
Anyway, there's loads of stuff coming up, and again, loads more stuff coming up on this very show, Pride Matters. We're back next week from 2pm on Saturday as we come towards the close of LGBT History Month, but we do still have a couple of weeks besides, and we're going to cram it with as much stuff as possible. As much as we're going to attempt to cram in at least one more tune or two before the end of the show, so let's get them on.
Falling in love has always been something I'm good at. I wear my heart on my sleeve, and it's been on quite a few bedroom floors. They'll say I'm greedy, a little too needy, but is it a crime?
Double the options, double the problems. I get what I want, and I want both sides. Double attraction, double the action. I get what I want, and I'm everyone.
Pride Matters.
I know you wanted me to stay, but I can't ignore the crazy visions of me in LA. And I heard that there's a special place where boys and girls can all be queens every single day. I'm having wicked dreams of leaving Tennessee. You're Santa Monica, I swear it's calling me. Will make my mama proud, it's gonna cause a scene. She sees her baby girl, I know she's gonna scream. God, what have you done? You're a pink pony girl, and you dance at the club.
On your mobile apps, on 97.8, and now on DAB. This is Gateway.